It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, welcome into the DraftKings Over Under Show. It is Super Saturday, one day away from Super Bowl 56. I think things are starting to ramp up a little bit, Dan. I know the two-week layoff at times can, you know, settle some things. I know you mentioned you already have over 200 bets in.
Yep, there's been a lot of buyback. I added more yesterday. So, yeah, there's been a lot.
So, you've been, made my picks a week ago, looked at it. Does anything change? The Tyler Higbee thing, a little bit, I think is a loss for the Rams.
Definitely.
He had a very nice season. If you think about it, he was second in receptions this year for the Rams. You know, they lose another pass catcher, which is, I think, a big thing. It is. Their backup has played well of late, though.
Blanton.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, though, this kid out of Purdue, he was supposed to be a stud out of Purdue, and he did nothing. Oh, and when I remember reading about this kid, he did nothing during the regular season. He was inactive for multiple games. So Kendall Blanton, though, what do you have, 5 catches last week? I mean, he's actually had like 8 catches so far in the playoffs.
He reeled in a score against the Bucs.
There you go. Yep. So I know he's trending upwards. I just want to bring up that this is the Super Bowl. Like, sometimes some players, they lay an egg. Some stars perform to the level that they do. And I think it all really, to me, and we can break down this game all day today, but to me, it really comes down to Matt Stafford. Does he lay an egg or not? He hasn't yet. He hasn't thrown an interception that I can think of in the playoffs, has he? Because he threw 8 straight ending the season. It was bad. But
he should have had one against San Francisco.
But overall, though, like, I feel Burrow is going to show up and play. I feel like the Bengals are going to have their swag. I do think their offensive line is going to have their struggles, too. But I can't help but circle Matt Stafford in this game. Is he going to be the number one pick out of Georgia that was playing for Detroit all those years on bad teams, who, you know, was a Pro Bowler, you name it, and just needed to get out of there? Or is this his time? Is this his time? And Dan, that's really, to me, that's the biggest storyline for me, is him. Because, yeah, I might put my money on him, but there still is that lay an egg factor for me with him. I'm just not sold yet.
Okay, I mean, that's fair. I'm going to say the quarterbacks are similar in this game. Okay, I think Burrow has played better this season, but I think in the playoffs it's been similar level of play. I don't think that there's going to be a massive discrepancy. I'd say that losing Higbee is definitely somewhat of a knock, but it's also one that's been expected. CJ Uzomah on the other side, it sounds like he's going to play, but My guess is that he's probably in the Gronk role from a couple years ago, where he's more of a decoy than an actual player, which is not good for Cincinnati because I think he's a very good possession wide receiver for them. Sorry, possession target, I should say, not receiver. You know, he's a very good possession guy for them. I think he helps jumpstart that offense when, you know, a guy like Ja'Marr Chase isn't hitting, you know, isn't getting his five early receptions. So I think that is a loss. I think the quarterback's going to be somewhat of a wash. I think Burrow probably has the bit, you know, a bit of a little bit more explosion in him in terms of, you know, deep plays, big plays. And I think Stafford probably has a little bit more just composure, especially in the pocket. And I do look, I'm going to take a look back to last year's Super Bowl and just kind of the whole breakdown of that matchup. And I do think that we're seeing very similar things this year where you're going to have a bad offensive line versus an elite defensive line. And that is a problem. It is a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, taking a look at what Cincinnati's done this playoff run, they've been able to get away with it. The offensive line played well against Vegas. I don't think there's any argument that way. They played very well against Vegas. They were able to stop Max Crosby. They doubled him. They beat Tennessee with 9 sacks. That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. That, I mean, that loss was on Ryan Tannehill. Yeah. That doesn't happen.
And Dan, I'll tell you this. Like, our buddy Sean Silva here at 98.5 The Sports has done a great recap of the 96 Super Bowl. And both teams could put up points. The Packers, Patriots, and I'm just giving an example from 25 years ago, okay? Yep. But, you know, that Super Bowl in particular, both teams could move. But what happened was, this guy named Reggie White, right, I'm played in the game and literally took it over.
Yep.
I mean, because of a suspect offensive line.
White didn't win MVP, by the way.
No, he didn't.
No, I think it's Favre.
Well, Favre did, but Desmond Howard was really
the
was like really the difference.
I was like 5 at the time.
But I'm saying though,
watched the game.
The Bledsoe took a lot of hits. I'm not comparing Bledsoe and Burrow, but it was, you know, former number one picks that are in a Super Bowl that have this swag. You know what I mean? And I'm comparing it a little bit for the fact that the offensive line really does matter in this game. I mean, look at the Rams' offensive line. I know they've had their hope, but they've played better. I mean, I just think one guy took over. There's 2 Hall of Famers on the other side of the field there, maybe even 3. You know, Von Miller. You know, Aaron Donald.
Not to mention Von Miller is a former Super Bowl MVP.
I'm just saying this. That's what I mean by big performers in big games. And I'm not saying the Bengals can't do it. I think they have all the swag if they wanted to do it.
Is Ramsey a Hall of Famer?
So I don't know yet. But
I'd
is he that no. type of talent, though?
I'd say no.
He's a good talent.
I'd say he's an elite corner.
Yeah, elite corner.
Not regardless. Here's a fun stat for you. Cincinnati has faced now, what are they on, game... They 17 games. They've played 3 playoff games. Mm-hmm. So this is game 21. You know how many top 5 DVOA defenses they played this year? 1.
Top 5?
1.
This is, you're talking about the Rams or the...
I'm talking about the Bengals.
The
Bengals have been, and again, not their fault. They've done their jobs. They've been impressive. I've been wrong by them. They've been utterly, incredibly impressive. I think... To undermine what they've done this year would be harsh, incorrect, wrong. They played 1 DVOA defense in that time, and that was the Niners game, 26-23.
So I'll say this. I know the Rams have played competition. They've lost the competition, too. Good 49ers were, what, a top 6 defense this year. They lost twice to them.
Yep. They were, by the way, the top 5 defense this year. Yep.
There you go. So, you know, I like the Rams. We can talk about it all day. I think the number will be important this week.
I do not.
I know we've talked about it. Because this is what I wanted to bring up quickly. And we'll take some calls on it at 617-779-0985. Dan, I think we're on the same side of it where we've looked back at the Super Bowl and it's generally, if you like the favorite, just bet the number.
It's the winner of the Super Bowl is 49-6-2 against the spread. Spreads don't matter. These games don't matter because books don't get middled in these scenarios.
So now that you've mentioned this, the amount of people that I've seen on the Bengals of late is getting a little out of hand.
Can I just say something?
Yeah,
please.
within my entire inner circle, whether it's friends, family, the entire week, or people at work, everyone's on the Bengals.
I'm on the Rams.
I think the three of us have a side. And I'm not saying that anyone's 4.5 is wrong or any of that. I'm not. It's not. I wonder if this is an underdog thing. Like, I wonder. And the Bengals are likable. They're a likable.
Oh, they're so likable. That's what it
is. You know what I mean?
It's the likability of Joe Burrow and that team. If I wasn't rooting for money, I'd 1,000% be rooting for the Cincinnati Bengals. Because, first off, they've defied all my expectations. And second off, they feel like a team of destiny. No? Don't they have that sort of team of destiny-ish feel?
Yes. Literally, like their defense has like two guys you probably know.
Joe Burrow is awesome. I love watching him play. In the last three games, I have grown more respect for Joe Burrow than, you know, I honestly thought I could, because he's playing behind an offensive line that absolutely screws him. If Cincinnati gets a better offensive line next year, if they lose this game, if Cincinnati improves their offensive line, I know the whole, you lose the Super Bowl, you don't make it back. Look out, because Joe Burrow is going to be an elite quarterback next year with elite offensive weapons. So, look, I agree with you, Tuck. All my square friends, right? The squarest people on the earth. I call them the Jeffs because they're two Jeffs, okay?
So
I call them
the Jeffs.
I love that.
The Jeffs. The Jeffs. One of them loves Cincinnati. One of them likes the Rams because I like the Rams. So he's trying to buck the Jeff trend, okay? But he liked Cincinnati. That's what it is. I mean, and to be perfectly fair with you, until I really took a deep dive into this game, I like Cincinnati. Just from the periphery, it looks like the right side. But you start really breaking it down, and again, I'm just going to say this. Look at last year's game. No, it's not the same. No, they're very two different type of teams. But look at last year's game. Where was the game won? In the trenches. The offensive line versus the defensive line matchups. That was where the game was won last year. And I think we're looking at a very similar scenario here, Joe. Okay, you're looking at an elite offensive line versus a very bad defensive line and a very good defensive line. I'd say good defensive line, maybe not very good. Hendrickson is absolutely a beast. A good defensive line versus a good offensive line, especially when Whitworth is in. Just because of the experience factor. And by the way, don't ever forget about the fact that the Bengals are the team that gave up on Mr. Whitworth, okay? That is his former team. That is a revenge angle. He has talked about it. So, like, I do think that, in my opinion, that's where the game is going to be won. Forget about all the other stuff. The Rams, in terms of defense, are a top five defense in DVOA. You know, the one time the Bengals played a top five defense, DVOA was, they lost. They lost. They put up 23 points in the game that they were behind big in. They got it to overtime. The Niners found a way to win. But they shouldn't even been in that game. That was Kyle Shanahan letting them back in. And that's just being 100% honest with you.
I would just like to let everybody know that Dan Lifschitz gave a trend and then gave an analysis. You said that favorites in the Super Bowl or whatever against the spread.
Super Bowl winners are 49-6-2 against the spread.
And then gave an analysis of why the Bengals are going to struggle and the Rams could win the game. You didn't. All you did was give one trend or a fact.
I'm saying this. Books are at the point now where they are so on point in this game, because this game is not about taking a side against players. This game, because of how much money is bet on the game, is about basically trying not to get killed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I've seen some things out there. Like, I'll tell you this much, and I think we both know this. A couple of years ago when the Patriots beat the Rams, the locals' books got smoked.
Okay, so I don't know this because this is before my time, by betting time. Oh, you're talking about 2000?
No, this time. Now.
I thought you were talking about 2001.
No.
Okay.
The Rams. The Rams. Oh, 3 years ago, right?
Yeah. I had flashbacks 2001.
No. Plus 14. Everyone was on the books got smoked. the Pats covered. Nobody had the Pats. People thought the Pats were going to get smoked by Ford. The spread was 14.
Books crushed 2001. Just to review.
But I'm saying, but the latest one, the Rams.
A couple years ago, yes.
I know for a fact the locals
got
smoked.
Of course they did. But that's not a surprise. Like, if you go to an L.A., if you go to a corner L.A. bookie right now.
You think so, though, in L.A.? In L.A.? Because I don't know that mark. I don't know what the hell is going
on. Fine. Do you think
there's buzz around this game, by the way?
No. There's very little buzz. This game, in terms of popularity, is going to be lower than usual. I don't think this game is nearly as exciting as Mahomes, Brady, Bucks, Chiefs. Like, there's no way it's getting the buzz that last year got. No, not at all. So, I mean, comparatively, no. There's a lot of people who are like, I'm not even going to watch the game.
I am curious that LA angle.
Okay, fine.
I'm just curious. It doesn't matter. I am curious about it.
Well, let's remove LA. How about Cincinnati?
People are betting the Bengals.
Okay, there you go. So that's the point. For essentially most of these locations, anytime the team's in the Super Bowl, the local books are going to get crushed. Now, how books do in general in the Pats game, Joe, against the Rams? Do you remember what they did? Because we'll talk about this. William Hill in Rhode Island got smoked, but William Hill in general did very well on that game. So the reality of the situation is books actually came out on top in that game. And they have consecutively for a couple years now. They've done very, you know, a lot of books needed Tampa last year. There's no question about it. Yeah. They needed Tampa last year. This year, and I've talked to Sam Pajanovic, who chicken dinner again. We always talk about Sam.
This guy's on with Vegas Murray and some of the biggest handicapper and sharpers.
He's out in Vegas right now. He talks to all the bookmakers. Yeah. You know what he says they need? Rams Moneyline. Rams Moneyline is their biggest need. Okay. And I've asked a few local guys. I have a bookie who I know, who I'm very friendly with, who is in LA. I asked him, what do you need? He said, quote, I'm screwed either way, but I'm a lot less screwed on the Rams. And I'm going to tell you right now, the public money, meaning not Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz, the guys who make their bets on Saturday and Sunday, the two Jeffs, okay? Guys like that, they're betting today and tomorrow. They're betting today and tomorrow, and that's when the big money is going to come in terms of the public sides, and that's when the money's going to come in on the player props, and you're going to see these numbers start to rise. So I do think that there's going to be a lot of money that comes in, and I'm going to be surprised if books need the Rams. Now, that's not to say that books will either get killed or not, whatever. I think books are going to need the Rams money line. I think maybe the best outcome for books potentially would be Rams money line and Bengals cover. That's definitely a possibility, you know, in terms of like what their neediness, but that very rarely happens. Very rarely do books want to get middled on certain numbers like that. Honestly, long-term profitability, it's not a good thing when that happens. Books are going to need Rams money line. That's going to be the side that they need in the Super Bowl. That is the case. And right now, the total, you're expecting big money on the over to come in this weekend. Right now, books need the over in general. So, you know, a lot of sharp money came in on the under and just kind of, you know. But again, fading the book and fading the public, not a strategy that works long term. I do think in big games, there are times where you can kind of go that direction. And I know that, you know, if you talk to the sharper people in the industry, they would say that's not the case. I don't totally agree with that. I think that you can in certain situations, but I do think that just taking a look at what books need, they usually are profitable in the Super Bowl almost always. I do think that Rams money line would be, in my opinion, the biggest need for the books, and I think that that's probably what is going to be the case on Sunday.
All right, I want to look at the Rams money line, what the Vegan juice is on that one. Bengals +4, Bengals money line, and then just the total. I kind of want to like break those down. Mark in Medford's on the line. He's got a thought. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, bud?
I think I'm going to disagree a little bit with Ozama just being a decoy, because I have a funny feeling the Rams, they're going to blitz all day long against Buffalo with Von Miller and Donald, and look for a big game out of Joe Mixon with a little bit of P. Ryan sprinkled in, and I'm going to go 27-24 Cincinnati outright.
Mark, can I ask you why you think Joe Mixon's going to be effective when the Rams have allowed the least amount of run yards in the playoffs despite playing an extra game?
I understand where you're coming from with that. I just think they're going to be concentrating on blitzing
Well, Mark, that's the problem. Yep. The Rams don't blitz. In fact, they're one of the more conservative defensive teams in terms of blitzing. And if you notice the fact that teams have been playing the way the teams have been playing, Cincinnati is, when they blitz, they've been getting killed by Burrow. Don't you think Sean McVay is probably smart enough to know that he doesn't need a blitz with guys like Aaron Donald, Von Miller? I don't think they're going to be blitzing.
He probably is, yes. But the one thing I noticed about watching Rams football, have you ever noticed when they have the ball, that they let the play clock get down to freaking zero?
Yeah, they're a time of possession team. Absolutely. They have won the time of possession last three games in the playoffs.
But I still say Cincinnati by three outright. Okay. I do.
All right.
Hey, man. It's your pick. Good luck. Good luck this weekend. I have a thing on Joe Mixon.
And I appreciate Mark calling in, but I don't understand the point. The Rams defensively against the run have been nothing, if anything, elite.
I think we've discussed this about both teams here, is that they pretty conservative, right? Like, they don't really do anything exotic to expose anybody. The Rams running game, run defense has been pretty good.
They're very good.
Dude, I just want to tell you this. We already got a Bengals call.
Yep.
We have more on the line.
Okay.
So I just want to let you know.
Okay, cool.
So at some point, I think we have to. How can the Bengals win this game?
We got to do that at some point. Let's discuss it. I also think that we need to get in the props because there's a ton of props.
Everyone's all over props.
Thousands of props.
Can we talk about a Joe Mixon prop next? And I want to do this money line thing because
absolutely.
I want to know where the money's at.
Sure. Let's do it.
I got my picks in, but I want to know where the money's at, like if there's smart value or bad value.
Cool. No, let's do it. Let's do it.
So let's do all that. 617-779-0985. It's Super Saturday here in the Sports Hub.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. We've got a lot to get into today. It's Super Saturday, Super Bowl 56. Dan, later in the show, I'm going to spit out a couple of college basketball players for today. No real analysis, just going to give you a pick.
I don't think we have time for analysis.
That's what I mean. No analysis.
That's fine.
All right, so I want to get into a Joe Mixon thing in a minute here, and I see you guys' calls lined up, but you know how we always talk about VIG and what's value? And when we say VIG, it means it's the juice. So, a normal bet's 110 to win $100. So, you know, on a money line, generally, if it's a 3 points or a 4 points, it's going to be under $200. So, you mentioned that the money line of the Rams is something that some of these bookmakers need. It's probably like, what, 170?
The Rams money line?
Yeah, what's the Rams
minus money line? Minus 200.
Holy crap, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's where it is universally. The Bengals money line is plus 170.
Plus 170. Okay, yep. All right.
Yeah, Rams are minus 200 universally. I think Caesars dipped it after Mattress Mac. They moved LA to -3.5 and then -175. They attracted a lot of Rams action. Again, a book like Caesars, they're just trying to be 50-50 at this point, man.
Yep, -200 local, too.
Yep.
So, okay. betting 200 to win 100. I mean, I know you, Dan. You don't see value in that.
That's not true. Again, it always depends. I don't like to give out minus 200 on this show because I think that can set a bad precedent.
Like, would I put down two G's to win 1,000 if I really like the Rams to win this game? I might.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's all about where do you make the line. I make the line Rams minus 6. That's where I would make the line for this game. So if you're asking me, is there value on the Rams money line? Yeah. But to me, I'd probably find more value on the Rams spread.
So Bengals plus 4. Or 4.5. That's the one thing I've heard this week. If it's 4.5, I like the Bengals. If it's 4.5. If it's 4.5, I like the Bengals. Now, I know a lot of games were close this year, a lot of playoff games, etc. This is a Super Bowl. Dan gave out a stat. Super Bowl winners are like,
49, 6-2 against
the Bengals. Okay, so that's 49 plus 8, right? What is that, 56 winners you're talking about? So 49 divided by 50, that's got to be in. I'm just doing math. This is bad. 88% of the time, the spread doesn't matter in a Super Bowl winner. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
So 88% of the time, the spread doesn't matter. So does this Bengals plus 4, 4.5 even matter? I mean, that's what I'm trying to say is like, I can't. We started the show for those just tuning in. We're hearing it from our Dan calls them the Jeffs, his friends. Or Tucker's circle, or just my coworkers. Everyone loves the Bengals this week. But one thing I have heard is if it's 4.5, I like them. Now, is it better
apologies,
to take
46-6-2, I think is the right.
Okay,
number.
Okay. There so it's go. Like 80%.
I apologize.
No how
46-6-2, my apologies.
No matter how we look at it, it's 80%.
Yes.
Bengals plus 4, 4.5, Bengals money line. So if you like the Bengals, should you bet the money line, or is there point? Do you look at the points?
If you like the Bengals, bet the money line. Bet the money line. Here's where I would take it. Here's where I would do a scenario betting the points with the Bengals. If you have a Rams future and you want to shoot for a potential middle, that would be the scenario for me where I would go, okay, you know, if you want to claw back a little bit on some of the on your Rams future, I would do that. I think that's possible. Or if you want to double down, if you have your Bengals future, you want to double down, I think maybe taking some spread there is not the worst idea. But in general, to me, no. I think go money line, okay? In this game, spreads rarely matter. I think it's 85% of the time they don't, Joe. I think that's the math is correct. 15% of the time spread matters. It's very rare. Give me the money line. Again, I personally would probably make this plus 205-ish in terms of the money line where I'd start valuing and probably start taking some side back.
All right. So we got the money line. We already mentioned the spread for the Rams. We know that it's an 80% winner. If you like the winner. 85%. So if you like the 4.5, you might as well bet the money line. So that's where we're at on that one. That's what Matt in the car wants to talk about. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good, man.
So, I'm huge in the Bengals. You kind of said it earlier. They have something about them this year. There's just, like that factor, you know, Joe Burrow, the kicker coming out, just having that swagger about himself. Just everything's clicking for them. They're young. I think it's going to be a lot more of a shootout than everyone thinks. I'm predicting Bengals 34-31.
Hey, Matt, real quick, and I'm not being disrespectful when I say this, but we're doing a gambling show. We're giving an analysis of why teams should win. So the fact that, like, things are clicking and you like the team this year, it's not a reason to bet on a team.
Well, I mean, I can go down the stats if you want. I mean, I have no problem breaking down actual numbers. I believe fully, as far as betting, I think they're going to put up the points. Both teams' offenses have put up the points, no problems. I know there's the whole one – top 5 defense all year. That's their schedule, and it hasn't mattered to them.
But it has mattered. When they played the top 5 schedule, they lost the game.
They're still going to the Super Bowl.
Right, but and again, I don't want to take any credit away from them, Matt. But you can't just say, because of their schedule, they're going to the Super Bowl. That's great, but we're not talking about what they've done in the past. We're talking about this matchup right now.
Yeah.
And if your diagnosis is, well, they're a team of destiny, which, by the way, I also agree with. I do think they have like that special feel to them.
Would anybody be surprised if the Bengals won? No. Nobody would be surprised,
but don't make your handicap.
Yeah, I wouldn't make your handicap on their team of destiny. I'm betting them. I guess that's what we're trying to say. If you want to be in that, serious.
That's not the deciding factor by any means.
Okay, I just again. For those listening, you can't bet that way.
Don't expect to win money. That's your
percentage to win is
in terms of the statistical breakdown. To me, there's a major edge here, and it's not for Cincinnati. So I think if there's going to be a major edge on one side, you're going to have to play in a way that is going to make up for that edge. And I am having a hard time finding a way the Bengals overcome that edge. I think they're a great team. I think if they play the Niners, I think I know exactly where I'm on. It's certainly not San Francisco. I just think the matchup for them really isn't nearly as good as you would like it to be. That's kind of wonderful. And by the way, I want Cincinnati to win in terms of like just rooting interest, but in terms of making a bet, you have to. There's a difference.
And I don't want to sound like a jerk, like, hey man, you can't. That's just not how you can bet. It's just at Super Bowl Sunday, and like we got to give an analysis of like why you like. I get it. Teams are clicking, right? I mean, how many times did you feel that way about the Tennessee Titans this year? Man, they really figured it out this year. You know, it's like, yeah, it doesn't work like that. Mike is in Weymouth. And just real quick, Mike, before we go to you, I have a prop bet on Joe Mixon I want to give out in a minute here. I want to get your guys' thought on it. Mike's in Weymouth. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. You're on Gamble Show, and you break it down. But, I mean, my old two eyes, I heard Dan, and I just got on the show, and I just picked you up. I missed the beginning. But, you know, he was like, if I see them beat Tennessee, I'll give them some respect. And then I still heard you picked in Kansas City 34-17.
Yep.
And they beat them. But my eyes tell me they're going out and they are winning. I don't know if it's destiny, but they're beating good teams on the road.
Okay.
They're playing another good team on the road this week. And, I mean, I think there's some factual hard stuff you can get to because – you know,
well, okay, well, Mike, give me some factual hard stuff that isn't just they've won some good games on the road.
Okay, no one in the history of the NFL has been sacked 9 times and won a game.
Yeah, but is that a good thing?
But that's not a good thing.
I understand.
But Mike, that's what we call a statistical anomaly.
Like, they've beaten the odds and they're here.
That is called a statistical anomaly. If that happens again, do you think that the Bengals, if the Rams have 9 sacks tomorrow, do you think they win? Do you think that the Bengals win that game?
Okay, no, I do not.
There you go. So there's your answer.
Like, I'll bring up the Patriots Eagles Super Bowl a couple years ago. It came down to one play. A strip sack, and then not stopping them on a fourth down.
Yep.
Literally. One, both sides of the ball.
And it also came down to the refs deciding to change the rules mid-game. Well, but
take the refs out of it.
The Bengals kicker. He's got ice water running in his veins.
Okay. I can't do it anymore. If you like the Bengals, please.
Please do not bet on them because of the kicker.
I just want you guys to know, this isn't Rams only. We're only going to listen to Rams stuff. No, it's just that, like, please give us. Is there like, how does Joe Mixon do against top? Okay, I'm gonna give a Joe Mixon play out right now.
Go.
Okay, I see his. I got it at 60.5. His rushing total. I don't know what you see.
That's low.
What do you see?
Mixon is 63.5.
Okay, I got this at 60.5. By the way, which was last week. Under rushing yards PP. Now, I looked into this. The Rams defense in general, fourth in yards per rush allowed, 3.9, whatever you want to think about that. They were fifth in rushing DOVA, Dan, that you mentioned this year. They were third in rushing defense in general. The other thing is they've allowed 60 one or fewer rushing yards in all three playoff games. Have you looked at Joe Mixon's last three playoff games rushing yards? 88 against Kansas City. 54, 48, 46, 65, 58, 58, 54. I'm taking my chances on a good defense going against Joe Mixon and a team that generally likes to throw the football. That is my reason for taking the under. If I can get it at 63, Dan, I'll do it. I got it at 60.5. That's how much I believe in this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna write down 60.5 because I think that's fair. I think that's kind of where you gave it out. Look, I understand. I really do understand where people are coming from on this. I do. I get the whole allure of the Bengals, but be statistical. Break it down in reality. If you like the Bengals because they're a team of destiny, and by the way, again, I like this Bengals team. I want them to win just because I think it'd be a great story. I like Joe Burrow. They're a likable team. Don't bet likability. Don't bet off storyline. That's not the way to be profitable. And I've been terrible in terms of betting the past couple weeks. I've been awful.
Oh my God.
Totally open a minute.
One week I took the damn Falcons because of the Braves are winning. I didn't know what to go on a side. I just had to make a pick. And I go, well, the Braves are going really well, so let's take Atlanta. And they got smoked.
Yeah, stop doing that.
All right.
For the love
of
all of us.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, though. Like, I just did it to like be funny about it. It's stupid.
It is.
It is actually dumb. It's not profitable.
I'm going to put it like this. And just this is going to make it really simple for you guys. If you bet off storylines and everything else, if you think that that's a way to make money, there's a reason that 98% of bettors are not profitable long term. And the reasoning that you just got right there, team of destiny, their kicker's great. I love Joe Burrow. And by the way, I don't want to insult our callers because I like the callers. I understand where they're coming from. That's not the right angle for making a pick on a game like this.
We've taken four calls in 35 minutes or something. All have been Bengals.
The thing is, has anything been about what they're going to do in the game?
No.
That's my problem.
Like, all right, on the flip side, I want to give you a Bengals take. We'll do a couple props. How about that? We'll give a couple more prop bets out. I know the Cooper Kupp number everyone's big on. We can do all that. I have a trend, though, that I think we haven't discussed yet about the Bengals. Someone just tweeted us this. I think it's worth discussing.
Okay.
And then we'll lay out a couple more picks.
And we got to start getting in the props.
Yeah,
we've broken the game down for an hour. I want to start getting in the props because there are a ton of props, over 2,000, 3,000, whatever there are props available to people. A lot of the numbers have moved. A lot of the numbers are going to move starting today and tomorrow, and we can discuss. I want to get into those. If you have any prop questions, please call us, because I have looked so much at props in the past couple of days, Joe. Literally, all I've been doing is staring at props, looking at props, scalping props, arbing props. If you have a question about props, let's do it.
Yeah, anything that's out there. There's so many, you might as well call in and tell us about them. 617-779-0985. It's the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
The DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back here at 98.5, the Sports Hub is the DraftKings Over-Under Show. Super Saturday. Dan, let's just get into this for a minute. Cooper Kupp. Okay? 105 yards is what I see. 105.5 at some places.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I saw 107.
You're talking about the lowest number on the board. It's 108.5, 109.5 most places now. You're talking about definitely the lowest number on the board.
So I apologize. We should probably be using DraftKings lines. Caesars has been on. I got to tell you, Caesars has been putting out these things that I'm like, it catches my eye quickly, and then I see it at another place and it moves.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I think that in my opinion, I think that the way Caesars operates in some of those ways, I think you're better off using other places.
Okay.
I just think you're better off using other places in terms of lines because they are not consistent state to state. Let's put it like that.
And again, this is us talking about the books and the lines and getting the best line. I got WinBet is where I got the 60.5 on because the weekly spread is sponsored by WinBet, so we we got to use their lines.
Yeah, receiving yards right now on DraftKings, Cooper Kupp 103.5.
Wow,
I'm seeing on other sites 108.5. Look, I think you're gonna get
103.5 at DraftKings.
Yep, you're gonna get.
Tell me that's not enticing.
No, not for me.
But what I'm saying is compared to the other books, right? Like 108, 105, I can get 103 here. Well, let me ask,
where do you make Kupp's number?
It was 140. He's done 142, 183, and then he did 118 against San Fran.
So okay, to me, it's got to be for me to play an over on Kupp. I'm looking in the mid. I want to be in the higher 90s. That's probably where I'm looking, and I don't think I'm going to get there. I think I'd rather take an under on a guy like Kupp, at a higher number. And to be honest with you, I probably won't be betting either side of that. To be perfectly frank with you, I don't think I'm probably going to take a position on Kupp. I may try and arb a receptions prop, but I don't think I'm going to take a big position on Kupp because I think you're talking about the range within one catch. Right, you're talking about a one catch or two broken tackles that kind of changes the
final play in the Bucs game. What was that? That was a huge play,
massive. And right, but I'm just talking about just in general, just like in terms of where you're lining Kupp and everything in the game. He's going to be extremely very profitable or very high over. Right, everyone's going to bet his over today and tomorrow. That's going to be the thing. And I do think that again, when you take a look at a guy like Kupp. You're looking for a good number. You're looking for a consistent number. I just think that that's too much, in my opinion. That's all.
Last three playoff games, he's averaging 129 yards per game.
Dude, he's doing the Julian Edelman thing. Kupp's having maybe one of the best years of all time for wide receiver, and it's being very underreported.
Okay, so a lot of talk about the defense for the Bengals, and you know they're somewhat of a no name. We know who Eli Apple is, right? Like we've seen this kid Awazi play okay. They've had Trey Flowers. I know is another guy that's been around, but Mike Hilton is going to be the man to cover Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't love that matchup. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't love that matchup, and the way that Hilton plays is more physical up and against the line.
Yep.
And that and is, like that. To me, that is not a good thing when it comes to a guy like Cooper Kupp. That's all. That's my personal opinion.
Justin on the Cincinnati defense. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going, Bankroll Boys? How you guys doing?
Good, what's up, Justin?
Good. No, I wanted to touch on the Bengals defense. Funny you guys bring that up. So Stafford really struggles against the blitz.
He does well.
Yeah.
However, Cincinnati gets pressure with that Hendrickson kid up front, and they don't blitz. They get pressure with four guys. They're top five in the league. I tried talking myself into taking the Bengals for 2 weeks now. I'm going to take the Rams because of the spread going the other way. But that's just a point I wanted to bring up.
So in the playoffs, the Bengals have actually had the highest blitz percentage of the entire league. So out of all the teams that have played so far, the Bengals have had the highest blitz percentage.
And you want to know what's crazy? They shut down Patrick Mahomes, who's one of the best in the league, against the blitz.
And you want to know why? It's because, well, Hendrickson was banged up early on, I think, in that Raiders game. He definitely was nicked up.
Oh, my God. He had, like, something going on last week.
The Titans game, he wasn't right either, right? He was still banged up. Last week, he finally started to click and get pressure in that second half. And what happened was they started blitzing. And you know who the guy they blitzed last week? Joe Tooney was the guy they kept blitzing. And here's the other thing. Mahomes tried to do too much. He just tried to do too much. I don't think that Matt Stafford is that kind of player. So while I understand the concept of Cincinnati, like, you know, doing whatever they're doing there, and I do think that they're going to get some pressure. Like, I don't want to say, like, oh, they're not going to get pressure. I do think they're going to get pressure. Hendrickson's too good of a player not to, you know, for that not to happen and everything. I'm just taking a look at this, and I'm saying I think they're going to have to blitz Stafford. I think if you want to get home with Kupp and Beckham on the outside, by the way, very quickly, how bad is Odell? How bad is Baker Mayfield? Oh, boy. Because Odell Beckham Jr. looks like a Pro Bowl, you know, caliber talent.
He looks
right
elite
now.
Again.
Elite, yeah. Unbelievable. I think you're going to need to, you know, pressure those guys, because I think the Rams are going to have success running the football up front. I think you're going to see between Akers and Henderson, I think you're going to see, you know, them to be able to run the football explosively. And I don't know what the Bengals are going to be able to do defensively. Now, I think that if you want to talk yourself into taking the Bengals, here's the matchup I would look at. T. Higgins is going to have an extremely favorable matchup in this game.
Dante Deon, is that who he's going up against?
It's gonna be one of those guys. My guess is that they're probably gonna rotate guys until they find a solution that they like. I'm sure McVay will probably have an early solution in terms of what he wants to do, and they'll probably adjust on the fly, sort of like what they did in the Patriots Super Bowl, Joe. But I mean, it's probably like, you're probably going to end up putting Darius Williams on him at some point. Deion probably is going to be the guy that, like, you know, ends up in the slot. Like, they're gonna have to, in my opinion, they're gonna take an L on T. Higgins. I think if you're looking at a guy for an over prop, over yardage, I think Higgins is the guy, because I think they're going to try and ultimately shut down Chase. He's the big play guy. And I do think that Higgins is the player that you're probably going to go for. That if I'm looking at props and I'm looking at overs, and I know everyone on the show loves overs, Higgins is the guy I would look at for the Bengals, because I think that he's going to have a favorable matchup either against Williams or Deion.
One thing someone asked us before the break here, does the fact that the Bengals have covered 8 in a row mean anything going into this game? I'm going to say no. And you know I love trends.
No, I mean, look.
You know I love trends.
It does not matter
in this game.
It does not mean a thing. It does not mean a thing. And by the way, like, that momentum, that whole, like, momentum thing it's killed with the week off, with the Pro Bowl in between. That whole momentum thing, like, if you take the week off from these teams and it's a 1 week, you know, like a normal schedule, I think maybe I'd be more inclined with Cincinnati, right? I think that with, you know, we even talked about the coaching angle, because if you want to ask the coaching angle, I don't think this is going to be very close. Zach Taylor, first-time head coach, I don't think a very good head coach. I think his quarterback has willed his way to where he is now. And versus a coach who I think is probably a top three coach in the league, this is now his second time being there. He's not looking up to Bill Belichick. He's going to treat this thing very differently. I think I heard, you know, Bert Breer kind of talk about it. They overprepared maybe for that Patriots Super Bowl. I think there's going to be a little bit more lax, especially with them being home. The travel isn't crazy. There's a lot of advantages for LA, in my opinion, in terms of that. How do you quantify that? I make it about 1.5 points in terms of advantage for LA. That's how I would make it. Again, I make the Rams -6. That's my number on the game. I think we've broken down this game quite a bit.
Yeah.
We've only gotten into a few props. I think starting in the 8 o'clock hour, it's prop time.
Let's do prop. And then, Dan, I just want you to give a reason why the Bengals can win the game.
I told you. Well, again, my reason for the Bengals to win the game is I think that T. Higgins has to be awesome. T. Higgins has to be awesome in this game. I mean, awesome.
I brought this up before the show today. No one ever talks about the other corners for the Rams. No one does. Eric Weddle, by the way, who was outstanding. I couldn't believe the guy hasn't played in how long and had 11 tackles. Last. Was it last game or the week? Whatever it was. He can be beat deep. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
That guy can be. He plays in the box. He plays inside.
His coverage skills are weak. You saw it last week.
This hour of the sports has been brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, who wants to help prepare your car for all your 2022 road trips. They offer completely contactless service with their 15-minute drive-through service, and you don't even need to make an appointment. Visit getitoilchange.com for a coupon to save on your next oil change. Hour two of the DraftKings Over-Under Show coming up next.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.